Why, hello there. If you are out there and a brave enough soul to make it another day, then kudos to you. So I let's get right into it. I want to clear out yesterday. If you're an Islanders fan, you probably don't even want to talk about it. So you want me to go fast. Well, I have some Islander friend fans. I kind of like when the Islanders are good, especially early in the year. Nothing's better than an Islander fan in November and December when they're playing well. Get all the posts, all the excitement on social media that you see. But it's been a bit different for them. They got hot there, which has allowed them to now kind of middle around a little bit. But coming off of a back-to-back, you thought maybe the Canucks might have had a little fun in New York City a couple nights ago. Maybe a big meal. Waking up a little sluggish. They put a hurting on the Islanders. Now, again, I'll admit, I didn't watch the game. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. And looking at the score, it looked like to me pretty much a foregone conclusion after the second period. I mean, you're looking at 4-1 after two. So, you know, the Islanders have some work to do. Will they go out? Will they get somebody? Need a few more guys to score some goals, perhaps? Maybe stop the puck from going in the net? I don't know. But for my Knicks, I did watch that game. And they did exactly what I said I hoped that they would do against a very, very bad Trailblazer team. Boy, it's funny. I watching the Wizards, watching the Trailblazers, it's like looking in a mirror. It really is. It really is remarkable to see the Knicks on the other side of that. But took care of biz. So, you know, they were in control of that game all night. Guys hitting shots. I really like Grimes. I really like McBride. I'm seeing some stuff in, you know, the papers or wherever I'm seeing it, talking about getting another guard to replace quickly. I don't know. I like Grimes. Guy had 17 points last night. And then again, McBride had 16 points. 16 points. All right. I'm not going to start claiming they should start over Brunson, but I mean, 6 for 13 from the field. Grimes 5 for 11, hitting three pointers, both of them. And Tibbs continues to play more than probably more players than he's probably ever played. Look at this 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He played 12 guys last night. Banana Lance. So, I mean, obviously it was a blowout. Sometimes you'd literally see Randall in the game up 20. Even earlier in the year, Brunson almost got hurt in a game they were getting their butts kicked in. So, good to see. Maybe Tibbs is changing his Tibbs way. But, good to see. We'll move on from that. I think the next time we see the Knicks will be, well, we got a couple slow days coming up here. Excuse me. We got Knicks and Rangers tomorrow night. We got a big slate. We'll have to dive into it a little bit. Look at that. Wow, that's exciting. That's exciting. Today is the slow day. That's right. Today, there's nothing. We got nothing on TV from a sports standpoint. If you're in the tri-state area, other than, you know, I'm not I'm sitting here thinking about the Flyers, other than my disdain for them. Anyway, if you happen to like college basketball, I'm in the March Madness like of college basketball. I'm not watching it on the reg. Maybe shame on me. I don't know. The 64 team tournament's enough. Now with all these play-ins, it's up to 68, 70. Who knows? Who knows where it'll be come down the road. But Duke won last night. Any of you Dukies out there, 75-53 against Pittsburgh. Duke's now 12-3 on the year, ranked 11 for those keeping score at home. So, you know, if you like your Duke basketball, nice to see them maybe being relevant, powerhouse. We'll see. Time will tell for them. Other than that, yeah, I was looking in the funny papers. Saw Carroll is out as the head coach of the Seahawks, if you didn't know that. Shocking to me. I don't know what was going on. They say he's going to remain with the team in some capacity. Maybe they're paying him. Maybe he was still under contract, and they might as well have him be some sort of consultant or whatnot. Kind of surprising. Maybe he doesn't want to do it anymore. Maybe he's tired. He'll be tired. Won his Super Bowl, and maybe he'll go on. If you're tracking Wink and the Giants, as I have been, they decided to mutually part ways. I mean, he was on a flight home yesterday, essentially. So, which is just completely not what happens a couple days after the season ends. They usually kind of, you know, go over things as a group and do all that analysis and breakdowns and all that jazz. So, you know, him clearly flying out 2 days after the season ended was probably indicative of irreconcilable differences between him and Dable. So, I mean, you fire the guy's right-hand man. Maybe that was part of Dable's strategy. But so there's that. See you, Wink. The lack of adjustments from him watching. So, I don't think the defense was the problem at all. They did have, look, when you only win six games, everyone's a problem. You know, that's easy to do. But they also had some games where they should have won, where they didn't give up more than 20 points, and Giants still found a way to lose games. So, can't blame it on them. But you can't just, I mean, it's not Madden football. You can't just send the house every single time. There's some really ugly games in there too, where he just kept going to the well. It was dry. It was absolutely dry. There was nothing there. So sometimes you got to coach to what you have. And I just thought there wasn't enough adjustments with some of that. I love the style. Sometimes going for broke and trying to make something happen. But when the other team is ready for it and they're the ones making adjustments, you got to maybe make an adjustment yourself. So I won't really miss them too much. The guys, from what I read, some of them are they were disappointed. They love the guy, love playing for him. So we'll see what they do, see what the Giants can do to rectify that defensive coordinator position and get someone in there. Like I said, I'd love AP, Antonio Pierce. So more to come with them. Bears head coach is staying. Now I'm going to botch this guy's name, but Eberflus or something. He's staying, but the offensive coordinator and the QB coach are both out. So looks like they're going to be the fall guys for the Bears. But I don't know what the Bears are doing. We'll see what they end up doing with the first overall pick. And then I thought this was funny. The Broncos GM says that Wilson's benching had nothing to do with the contract incentives that he had going on. I'm not so sure. I wouldn't say, I mean, let's not act like, I can't sit here and pretend that Wilson was playing through the roof. He wasn't breaking records. But when things are bad, and I mean, they weren't going great for him, I guess they figured they could save a few bucks. You know, why not? Why not? Right? What's he going to do that the other guy can't do? Throw a pick six? Wilson had no problem doing that. So might as well let someone else do it and not pay him. So we'll move on from quickly from that. Kawhi Leonard, if you're a big Kawhi Leonard fan, man, I had hopes and dreams. I really wanted him on the Knicks back when, after his Spurs days. Even after Toronto, I mean, he's a leader. He's a leader. He plays the game the right way. He gets an extension from the Clippers, 3 years, 152. Good for him. Love to see it. And then the Yankees. I don't know why I do this to myself. I don't know why. But as you are and I am gluttons for punishment, I can't help but think, should the Yankees maybe add Bauer? Should they do it? Might be a headache. I think they should get anything they can possibly get. I also saw that Stroman might be likely going to the Yankees. So, you know, who knows with these reports. They love to be first. I'll tell you that. They love to be first. So that's the report I saw. I think they should sign anybody and everybody. They need arms. They need a lot of them. They need bullpen help. They need starting pitching help. They need depth. So the Yankees continue to get outbid by other teams. Doesn't seem like the destination it once was. We'll see. We'll see what they do. But we'll look ahead a little bit for tomorrow, just because there's really not too much. I think I'm really kind of out of sports for today for you. But if you're looking ahead for tomorrow, we'll do it quick. You got the Nets. The Cavs are playing at 2 p.m. So if you got a break in the middle of your day, Nets fans, Cavs fans, maybe throw on a little bit of bad basketball, or you can listen to it. The choice is yours. I'll let you pick. You got the Devils at the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's a 7 p.m.er. Yeah, and then Maple Leafs at Islanders. So any Islander fans want to get over to UBS Arena, watch that game, knock yourselves out. Should be a good one. Rangers Blues, 8 p.m. in St. Louis. I will eagerly be watching that game. A little bit of an interesting matchup for them. And then the Knicks against the Mavs. So that's an 8:30 start for you. And so we'll see. But yeah, that's really, as far as today's concerned, it's really all I had on the docket that I wanted to touch base with. I would say, as we continue on, as I admittedly perhaps do this more, we'll come with probably a little bit more from the outside of the New York scope, just to maybe touch base with other portions of the country. You know, I mean, even I'm not going to throw world in there. I'm not going to get crazy. I dabble in a little soccer now and then. So, you know, if there are certain teams you'd like me to comment on or talk about in some capacity, I'm happy to give my 2 cents. You know, if someone's going to listen, I'll happily give it. But, you know, for today, if we're looking at, you know, I mean, it's just, you got T-Wolves and Celtics for you up in Boston. How about that? I'll give you that. That should be a good one, actually. Should be a litmus test for the T-Wolves going to Boston. Maybe they can do something. Huh. Boy, anyone interested in probably the worst two teams in the NBA right now? The Spurs, boy. Oh, boy. I didn't realize. I mean, they're out in San Antonio. I'm not spending too much time on them. The Spurs are 5-30. And the Pistons are 3-34. So if you really, really want to sit through basically high school basketball, tune into the Spurs. You know what? Actually, comically, it would probably be a good game just because they're so bad. They're equally bad. And so it could turn into a hard-fought battle game. One thing I noticed when I was betting on basketball when I was in Atlantic City, the Pistons actually have several former New York Knicks. So I don't know if that's telling, but take a peek. They have Alec Burks. I don't know if you remember him. He was on the Knicks. Sadly, I actually thought he was one of the bright spots on the Knicks. And then they also have Kevin Knox. Boy, what a mess of a draft pick that was, right? I think everyone was calling him the next Sean Marion. Boy, that's so kind. And not if you're Sean Marion. It's not nice. I'd be offended. I'm offended. I'm not even Sean Marion. And I think that's it. I'm trying to see here. I think there might be one more, maybe a jobber that was on the Knicks bench, but boy, you can see why that the Pistons are 3-34. So, let's see here. Oh, you got the Pacers, Wizards. There you go. We'll have a little fun with this. Yeah, I mean, if the Pacers don't beat the Wizards at home, I mean, I don't want them to. They're 21-15. It only helps the Knicks, my Knicks. Man, there are the imbalance in the NBA. It's unbelievable. This Kings-Hornets game. Hornets are 8-26, hosting the Sacramento Kings, who are 22-14. Wow. 76ers, Hawks. Oh, the Hawks. I haven't liked the Hawks. I don't like Trae Young. It's pretty simple. And then I had a friend defect to the Hawks, to Hawk fandom. No one's back in. Now that the Knicks are good, the Hawks stink. 14-21. They stink. Against the 76ers. So interesting games to look at. 76ers are on the road there. Obviously, they're good. Heat's hosting the Thunder. That's a good game. You want to tune into good basketball. 24-11 Thunder on the road against the Heat. 21-15. Yeah, a lot of teams 21-15. So I'll be rooting for the Thunder from afar. I won't watch that game. Bulls are bad, 17-21, hosting the Rockets, 18-17. So those are like middle of the road teams. Yeah, it's interesting. They're either middle of the road, good, or really bad teams. Pelicans, 22-15. On the road against the Warriors. The Warriors are 17-19. Are they coasting out there? Are the Warriors coasting? What are they doing? What's going on with the Warriors? You got injuries? Let me see. Oh, they're in last place right now. In the Pacific. Maybe they're just a bad team. Yeah, I mean, Draymond. So I kind of always, you know, guy's giving me a bad name. I mean, I only have a little bit of his name, but I just, that whole nonsense with not realizing you're punching somebody in the face and all the physicality. I have nothing wrong with being physical. It's a physical game. You're going around hitting people and finding different ways to do that, then, I mean, they've let it go on long enough. So maybe it's time the Warriors, you know, he can sail off into the sunset. Be gone. Be gone with you, Draymond. Enough. But the team, his teammates love him. I mean, sure. He's the first one. He's first one in there to throw a punch. He's always, I mean, he's got his teammates back. So that part's nice. It's cute. But, I mean, not when you're drawing blood on a regular basis and you're not, you know, in a nurse's outfit or something. Yeah. So it's too much. They're playing basketball. Then you got Nuggets Jazz. I mean, I can't believe it's like defending champion Denver Nuggets. 26-12. Yeah, I mean, they're just Joker's doing what Joker does. Look at this guy. This is hilarious. So he leads team 25 points. He's got total of 11 rebounds. I mean, he's almost averaging a double-double right now. This guy's hilarious. 25 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. He's got to get those assists up. Stop with the nonsense. Can't be going around having 9.2 assists. He's got to fit in. I mean, he'll get there. Not worried about the Joker. So they're on the road tonight, 10 o'clock. You're up late. And then Raptors-Clippers to round at home, 10:30. Raptors are on the road. Clippers should win that, 23-13. Raptors are 15-22. But Raptors do have my Knicks. They got RJ. They got IQ. I do like those guys. I hope it's a good trade for everybody, right? Like, I think it's working out well for the Knicks. It wasn't good basketball. I do like RJ Barrett. I think he's still a bit immature. It goes to the playbook of the Knicks drafting a young player with this vision of greatness that'll come down the road, right? Like, but they drafted him fourth, I think, if my memory's shot. But if I'm correct, I believe it was fourth. And just, it was, you'd either see greatness where he would do great things and he would drive and kick or play great defense, awesome in transition. But, I mean, you see OG and the way he's going in the paint, the way they spread the floor now, it's like watching two different teams. So I wouldn't say I was like emotional. You know, that would be a stretch to say I was emotional when the Knicks, when I heard about the trade that sent RJ and IQ up north to Toronto. But I did see that they had a little bit of success, so I'll root for them. As long as it doesn't impede on my Knicks. Maybe I hope that they do well, but the team loses. How about that? I think that's a fair compromise, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. They do well, team loses. Because they're in the same conference. And then I touched on the Canadiens Flyers. That'll probably have some teeth to it. I don't really have a rooting interest, but probably root against the Flyers. I can't. Just looking at their uniforms bother me. The way they're, even the ice, like watching a home game of the Flyers and seeing like the ice and the glass, like all of it, the whole thing, and then seeing their fans. Ugh, sorry. Sorry, Philly fans, but I'm not sorry. You guys throw snowballs at Santa Claus. Like, you'll never live that down. Never. Wild against the Stars. Wow, the Stars are 23-11. Pretty good. And then out west, the Golden Knights versus the Avalanche. The Stanley Cup champion Golden Knights, right? Right? So that's the slate. That's what you have to look forward to if you're a sports junkie or a gambling junkie. Don't really want to do too much from a gambling aspect, or maybe Super Bowl, maybe some of the prop bets, perhaps. But I just kind of, just to close out here, not to continue ranting, but one of the things, I'm just tired of hearing every single show I listen to. Spreads and over-unders and all that stuff. So, I would say for the most part, probably steer clear of some of that. Unless, again, like I said, something like the Super Bowl is, I mean, my sister bet on the Super Bowl last year and put in prop bets and stuff. So, I mean, I think that and that's the scary part of the reach, right? Somebody who doesn't even watch sports, not even interested, couldn't name a player, is sitting there downloading the app, signing up, connecting some sort of account, depositing cash, and then putting bets in on the Super Bowl. So, I mean, something like that. Look, I think there's a fine line with the gambling. I like doing it. I don't do it as often, maybe as I used to do it. I feel like it has its time and a place. And otherwise, you know, I mean, I love bacon cheeseburgers, right? But if you eat a bacon cheeseburger every night, I mean, maybe I could. But, you know, after a while, it loses its luster a little bit. And I was feeling that way during the baseball season. I'll admit, I was probably putting in more than my fair share during the season. After a while, it's like I'm not even watching the games. You know, it's like you can't even keep up with it. So I just felt like, you know, I did some for football. I was out in Atlantic City. I did some there. That was fun, right? I mean, you're sitting in the sports book. We're sitting in these little comfy chairs, just noon on, right? Just throwing in silly bets. Nothing I'm going to lose my shirt over. But, you know, it keeps it interesting, and that was fun. That, to me, is the allure of gambling. You know, when you have some skin in the game, it's cool. But when you always have skin in, you know, you start getting down to the bone a little bit, right? So you can only have so much skin. And I think that's one thing I learned, the excitement. I think the novelty of having access to gambling in your pocket when it first got announced here in New York was very shiny and new and exciting. And then, you know, you got to kind of decide where you want to be with it, right? So I hope you have and you know, use it responsibly, obviously. But enjoy it, right? It's fun. So I think we'll get more into that. I'm excited come the Super Bowl. You know, we'll look at all the dumb prop bets and, you know, I'll tell you right now, I'm always tails, never fails. So you have that to look forward to. At least you have one prop bet that you know I'll make. So, and I forgot what last year's was. I think I could go back and check. Maybe I think they might let me. I know I put tails. I don't know if it was tails. So, anyway, thanks. Thank you if you're out there listening for another episode of Quick Hits with Dre. Appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. You know, and we'll do this again. We'll do this again tomorrow if you can stomach it. Good night.